Hey, Motzei Shabbos, Parshas Kisisa, Tes Zayin Adar, Purim Meshulash, Tavshin Pei Hei. We are at the beginning of the fourth parak of Nehemiah. Vayehi. Now we know, whenever it says Vayehi, in discussion with Chazal, if whenever it says Vayehi, it means a lashon of tsar, or only when it says Vayehi bimei. Vayehi, kasher shama Sanvalat, the Tuvia, the Ha'arvim, 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 the Arab, I don't know if that means the Arabs, what's the Arvim? The Ha'amoinim, the Ha'ashdoidim, many different people who all lived there in Eretz Yisrael. Ki alsa arucha l'chomos Yerushalayim. They heard that there was a, Rashi says, choyvesh utrufa. There was a remedy, a healing for the pirtzos and the chomos Yerushalayim. The success has gotten to the level that many of the broken through places all over the wall were being closed up. And now you couldn't just go into the city. Now there was a security fence. It wasn't completed, but there were no longer open places that you could just go in and do what you'd like. V'yichar lahem me'od. They were very furious about this. We have to understand, why does this make them so furious? V'yikshiru kulam yachtav lavo lihilachim b'yushalayim. So all of these different groups joined together be'achdos, not because they were necessarily of the same opinion about other topics, but this was the reason for them to gather together. And they gathered together against the building of the walls of Yerushalayim. And they wanted to make a battle against Yerushalayim. The lasos lo to'a. This is a hard word. Says Rashi. Lasos lo b'binyan hachoma kilkol. The hashchasa, toakmo, uladaber el Hashem toa. But the point is, it means to be mekalkel the binyan. The Mitzudo says that someone who is lost is a toeh. He is mebulbo bedaito. So they wanted to cause a bilbo to the Choma. The Malbim says, Mevuar shehisyaru lilchom b'derech milchama. They were afraid of fighting an all-out battle against the Jewish people in Yerushalayim. Rak ratzu lehatos es b'nei Yerushalayim lipol aleihem pisoim. They wanted to catch them by surprise. They wanted to catch them unprepared.
In a war perspective, meaning
they wanted to attack them not in a regular battle where they announce they're fighting and they come with their army and the two armies fight against each other.
October 7th.
Exactly. They wanted to fall upon them pisoim suddenly. The Heim lo yishmu b'pneim, and they weren't guarding from them.
Surprise attack.
And that's how the Malbim explains lasos lo toa, that it means that they wanted to attack in a way that was catching them off guard. Now, that's all what's going on by the Sone Yisrael, by the anti-Semites, by the Goyim that were there. That's what's happening on their side of the fence. Now, that's That's what's going on there. What's going on by the Jewish people? What's going on right now by the Jewish people in Yerushalayim? They know about this. They don't know about this. So the next pasuk says, "Vanispalel el Elokeinu, vanamid mishmar aleihem yomam v'layla mipneihem." It doesn't say how the Jewish people in Yerushalayim knew about this. It just says that they daven Takadosh Baruch Hu. First response, davening Takadosh Baruch Hu. Second response, they set up a community watch. Banamid Mishmar Aleihem. Rashi says, Al Havoinim. They set up a community watch over the builders. Yomam v'layla, day and night, mipneim, because of the enemies. They have a 24-hour watch set up.
Somebody has to tip them off. I mean, it doesn't just happen.
So how did they find out? They're trying to catch them off guard. So how did they find out? Doesn't say. Now, they definitely knew that the enemies, they have enemies, but they didn't know about this whole plan. Did they know that all the enemies gathered together to fight against them? Did you know that they're all in cahoots with each other? So it says in the Mishpat Zav, Lo mefurash b'pasuk eich noda la'anshe Yehuda, shetzari Yehuda u'binyamin yachad im hashchenim harayim mis'arginim lavo l'milchama. The pasuk doesn't tell us how the people in the city knew that they were, that the enemies are planning to attack them. So he brings two approaches. Both of them are approaches I thought of. One approach is, perhaps the Nevi'im told them. Maybe the Nevi'im told them, listen, this is what's going on. The Nevi'im knew of the Nevuah. Or perhaps, as we're going to see soon, there were Jews who were together with Sanballat and his men, and these Jews kept coming into the city. And perhaps they found out from these Jews. But that's the subject of Machlokas and the Mefarshim here, so we'll see.
Okay, let me throw another theory. We talked a few Rakim ago about the amount of intermarriage that has been going on. Maybe, the spouse of somebody who was Jewish, talking about, and
could be there's some overlap of people from the non-Jewish side in the Jewish camp that had some information. That could be. I mean, in general, it seems that they got rid of their non-Jewish spouses, but you're right. Could be. Okay, but the point that Rav David Vali makes over here is in Pasuk Gimel, we are presented with a two-fold response. Response number one, tefillah. Response number two, protection. By having a watch set up. Okay, let's see a little more of the storyline, then we'll get into what's going on under the undercurrents over here. Pasuk Dalet. Vayomer Yehuda. What does it mean, Vayomer Yehuda? The people in general here, the Anshe Yehuda, not a specific person, people were saying, Kashal Koach HaSabo. Kashal Koach HaSabo. What's a Sabo? A Sabo is someone who's a schlepper, someone who carries heavy things. Now, obviously, when they were building these walls, a big part of the job was carrying the heavy stones. So, that says Rashi, the workers were complaining that they don't have the strength to carry the heavy stones, Rashi is also the heavy beams of wood that need to be carried, because of the enemies. Now, why do the enemies affect the strength of the builders? So let's see a little more. The ha'afar harbe, and there's a lot of dirt that has to be schlepped. And Rashi says, there's much dirt that has to be mixed with water in order to make the mortar and the materials for finishing off the wall. There's a lot of work that still has to be done. And we're not going to be able to do the work, says Rashi, mipnei pachad ha'oidim. So they're saying the fear of the enemy is causing us not to be able to, the fear of the enemy is causing us not to be able to do our work. So they're saying, emotionally, we're not able to put in our strength into this work. It was taking all our strength, but now that we're emotionally drained because of the news that the enemy wants to attack us, they're all ganging up on us. So that's taking away our ability to do this work. Pasuk, okay. Vayomru tzareinu. Vayomru. And they said. So who said this? Nehemiah is now telling this to the people. Nehemiah hears that the workers that are, everyone had come gung-ho to build and had done a good percentage of the building, sealed up the city to a certain extent, but not a tall enough wall yet. And now they're saying that they're out of emotional strength to do the work. So what does Nehemiah say to them? He says, "Tzareinu lo yedu velo yiru ad asher nava el tocham v'haragnum." So Nehemiah is telling the Jewish people what the goyim are saying. Rashi says, "Kachay Nehemiah mesapri v'holich." Says Rashi, "Kachay omrim tzareinu aleinu." Lo yadu v'lo yakiru Yisrael banu ad asher navu pisoim v'toicham v'nar agoisam v'davar zeh nishbois v'nevatel abinyin. So Nehemiah is telling the plan of the Goyim. Two of the Jews are complaining that they're scared. He says, listen, this is what the Goyim are saying. They're saying, v'yomru tzareinu, our enemies are saying, lo yedu v'lo yiru, the Jewish people in the city will not know that we're coming. They won't see us coming. Before they know it, we will already be inside the city, and we'll kill them. By doing so, we'll stop the building of the walls. So he tells them, this is the plan that the Goyim have. He tells them that that's their plan. They're trying to come in secretly. They're trying to keep this whole thing a secret, but we know about it. So we now have the upper hand, because their whole plan is to attack secretly, but we know they're trying to attack secretly. So you don't have to be so scared, because we have the upper hand that we already are aware of their plan, so we're not going to be caught off guard. They're only coming in with the idea of succeeding if they catch us off guard, but we're not going to be caught off guard. Pasuk vav, vayhi kasher bo'u ha'yehudim ha'yoshvim etzlam, v'yomer lanu eser pa'amim mikol ha'makomos asher tashuvu aleinu. So it was that there were Jews that were living in the areas of the enemies, and they came 10 times over into the city. These Jewish people came, and they gave over information and told the people in the city about the plans of the Goyim, says Rashi. Osama Yehudim asher nischabru imayim bow lifnei hachayil kederech anshei ha'milchama ledaber eleinu b'din hazeh ha'erima Yehudim asa'ivim. Rashi says these Jewish people were sent by Sanblat and his people, thinking that they would be loyal to Sanblat, to go and talk to the Jewish people and feel out what was going on in the city. But at the same time, they double-crossed Sanblat and they stayed loyal to their Jewish brothers, and they leaked the information about the plan of Sanblat to the Jewish people inside.
Double agents.
And being that they did this 10 times over and warned them each time, telling them, you have to be prepared to fight because they're going to come and try to catch you off guard. And they told them, this Lashon, which is a hard Lashon, then in the Pasuk over here, Mikolo Makomos Shetashuvu Aleinu, says Rashi, Mikolo Sala Makomos Shetiyu Nefutzim Sham Babinyan V'Hachoma Ana V'Ana Tiyu Zihirim Lios Nesafim Yachad Ana Shetashuvu Aleinu V'Yachad Leilachim Banu. They told them, if you're going to all, you don't have so many people here, if you're all going to be spread out, each one doing his part of the wall, like we learned that they all took different sections of the wall, so you're not going to have any group of people that's a strong enough group to fight at any given place that the enemy may come in. So you have to be prepared to all gather together to fight at any given spot. And that's what it says, Mikol HaMakomos Asher Tashuvu Aleinu. They told them, you have to have a plan how to gather your people really quickly together to fight at whatever place the Goyim are going to come in to fight against you.
What are they telling Sanballat?
Oh, whatever. They're telling Sanballat that the people aren't prepared, or whatever it is. The Malbim also adds, they told them, being that you're all spread out, you're not going to be able to be prepared, so you have to change the way you're working over here. Instead of having everyone spread out and each one working on his area, you have to take a break from building all over the walls, and you have to gather together. And you're going to have to find the place to make your concentration of all your people ready to fight.
There's an opening that so they could come in one place.
And he says, Gama Yehudim Shabu Lasham Gilu Lahem Hamakum Yuchad Shemisham Yipolo Aiv Aleyem. They revealed the spot from which Sanballat and his friends were going to be coming in to attack. So they gave away that secret piece of information. This is where the attack is going to come from, and now you can all gather and be together in that place. Alkin Srikumim Lama Bamakum Azeh. Forget about all the other places. Put all your people on the inside. Now, the goyim on the outside don't know that they're all concentrated in one place. They think they're all spread out around the city, around all the walls and the whole circumference of the city. So they think that they're coming in. There'll only be a couple people there, a couple of whatever it is, what they call them, tatzpaniyot. You know, so that's what happened on Simchas Torah, is they came in. There was a couple of lady soldiers there watching the fence, so they took them hostage, and they came in, and they tried to take over the whole southern part of the country. So, were the Jewish people on Simchat Torah to have known the spot where they were planning on coming in, and known they were trying to come in by surprise, so then it would have taken a much more open miracle to happen what happened, and to just be ready there for them to come in. The minute they'd come in, they were just done away with all the terrorists coming in. But they didn't know where they were coming in. They didn't know they were going to come in by surprise. So this is a very parallel situation, but over here we have these double agents that gave over the secret information, says the Malbim. That's what we're going to see soon, a different mahalach from Moshe David Vali. But that's how the Malbim explains. And therefore, Pasuk Zayim, V'amid mitachtiyos l'makom me'acharei lachoma v'asechichim. So Nehemiah says, I had the people make their concentration of their the people ready to fight, I had them stand on a level beneath the entrance level. In other words, the Goyim think they're coming in from this spot and they're going to come and fight with whoever they meet right when they come in on ground level. But Nehemiah has the people stand in a underground level right under where the Goyim are going to be coming in. In the Tzrichim, Tzrichim Tzela means in the stone, in the crevices of the bedrock. And they'll be there with their weapons, says Rashi. The Amidus Ha'am L'Mishpachos Im Charvoseyem. The Ramcheim, the Kashtateim, Rashi explaining the pasuk, they'll be there with their swords, with their spears, and with their bows and arrows, and they'll be grouped by family. Soon we'll see why that's important. And this all only makes sense because of what the Malbim told us. They knew the spot. That's what it means. Mitachas la makom, underneath the spot that the attack was going to happen. Pasuk ches va'ere ve'akom va'omar el hachorim ve'el hasganim ve'el yeser ha'am. So I went and told all the important people, says Nehemiah, in Yerushalayim, and to the rest of the people, al tiru mipneihem, don't be afraid of these armies that we hear are planning to attack us. Es Hashem agadol ve'anoira zuchoru. Remember Hashem gadol ve'anoira. Remember Hashem is great and awesome. V'hilachamu al acheichem, b'neichem, uv'noseichem, nesheichem, uv'ateichem. And what you should have in your mind, and this is also not a simple thing, hopefully we'll talk about it, you're fighting to save your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes. Otherwise, they'll all be wiped out. Vayhi kasher shamu oyveinu ki noda lanu. Now, there was a leak of information back to Sandla. He found out that they're well prepared for this secret attack in the city. So when the enemies understood that this is known to the Jewish people in the city, vayafer ha'elokim esatzasam, and they heard that Hashem had thwarted their plans, vanashav kulanu elachoma ish el melachto. So then Sanblat himself had to give up his whole plan. His whole plan was to come in and attack them stealthily by surprise. Now that he found out that they're prepared, he gave up the attack. Now they gave up the attack, so the people in the city went back to their posts of building the wall.
Triple ages.
Right. But on the other hand, you never know when they'll make a new plan, and therefore there has to be a whole new approach how to go about the building on high alert in case a new plan will be made up by the going to attack them. And that's the next bunch of psukim explaining how they went forward by building together with weaponry side by side. And there's a lot of details about that, but I don't know if we'll have time for that tonight. So let's now revisit what we just learned. From the beginning of Perek Daled, till Pasuk Tes. So the beginning of the Perek, we saw that the response of Nehemiah and the people in Yerushalayim in Pasuk Gimel is Vanispala Lelokeinu Vanamid Mishmar Aleihem Yom V'Laila Mifneihem. The response was number one, Tefillah. Number two, setting up a protective watch system. And they got ready to fight. And when they got ready to fight, based on the information that was leaked to them, at least that's what the Malbim tells us, so they got weapons together. Now, read you what Moshe David Vali says about this. Wow, so there's parallels in here. And we asked at the beginning, why were the Goyim so upset? Why was Chara Lahem? They were so upset that they're succeeding in making this wall. So with that, David Vali begins. Hachitzonim, hamekanim, umistaklim tomid be'ayin ra'a shelahem, l'kol inyani hakedusha. The kochos hachitzonim, that means the powers that are outside of the ma'areches hakedusha, outside of the realm of kedusha, and there are people that ascribe to those kochos, and they have jealousy of the kedusha, and they always are looking with the ayin ra'a at any inyane kedusha. Kshishamu shabinyan holech matzliach dechneis, when these people heard that there is miraculous supernatural success in building these walls, because they originally said there's no way they can build these walls, they don't have proper materials, the stones there are already falling apart, they saw that they're actually succeeding to make a proper wall, that's miraculous, and they saw that there's not even one pirza left, there's no place you can just go straight into the city, nistamu kol pirzos shela. And now they don't have a place to come in. Now, what do they care? No, they care a lot. Why? Because the kochos hatuma of the chitzonim have no leg to stand on. Like we know the Gemara says, MS, every letter in the word MS has two legs, the aleph, the mem, the tuf, it stands strong. Sheker, only each letter has one leg, the shin. In the Sefer Torah, take a look, comes down to a point. The three lines come down to, three legs come to a point. The kuf is like a resh, and then there's another leg that's not the same level. It comes down. The resh has one leg. Sheker eino kai, sheker doesn't stand. The kochos hatumah only are able to exist if they can leech off of the kochos hakdusha. So if the kochos hakdusha is sealed off, and is protected, and does not have an opening for the kochos hatumah to leech onto them, then the kochos hatumah don't have from what to exist. And when they saw that there now is a sealed wall around Yerushalayim, even though it's not tall, but they don't have a place, l'sachez v'binyan hakedusha. And this is the yisod that we learned before, when he talked about the dream of Nehemiah to rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim, that we saw that Moshe David Vali told us at the beginning of the Sefer how important it is, the walls of Yerushalayim, the idea of the walls is to make this protective seal around the Kedusha, not to allow the Tumah to come in. And he says very strongly that that's a major, major... He says even the ikker of the hatzlacha of the kedusha is having the wall all around it. In fact, Amalek, topic of Purim, Amalek is referred to by the Medrash and the Yalkut Shimoni and Parshat Beshalach as a fly. Why is it compared to a fly? Says the Medrash, the tongue of the fly is not strong enough to crack through the surface of the skin of a person. But if the person already has a wound, the fly is attracted to that wound and comes, and his tongue can extend that wound. And he can make that wound worse. So too, Amalek has no strength to break in to a properly sealed place of Kedusha. Only when Klal Yisrael was roughly a day min HaTorah, they were not properly holding on to their learning in a strong way. They had a breach in their own strength of their Kedusha, then Amalek came in. And that's why Rav Eber said, Steve Eber, the Rav of the neighborhood, said in his Drush of the Shabbos, that who did Moshe Rabbeinu choose to be the one to fight against Amalek? Yehoshua, because he was the one that didn't have any breach in his commitment to Torah. He was the one from everybody who was always there in the Beis Medrash, always waiting to hear if Hashem told something to Moshe, if Moshe had some new Torah to teach. And therefore, he was the one that Amalek couldn't affect. But the Koach HaTumah, whether it's Amalek or whether it's these Goyim here, want to come into the Kedusha and leech off of the real metzias of the Kedusha and take for themselves what's called mitzotzos, some sparks of true existence to their side for them to exist off of. And the walls of Yerushalayim are not only physical walls, they come together with, they represent a spiritual wall that surrounds the Kedusha, which means that when they built this wall, it was not just a physical building of the wall. It came with a lot of introspection and a avoda that was not from one individual, but from all these families involved in building the wall, of making a protective seal around the Kedusha that they had. Now, I noticed the Shabbos that we mentioned this when we opened the Aron Kodesh on Shabbos. Fantastic. I never noticed this before. It always struck me as an unusual phrase. And, growing up in Atlanta, they used to sing this very nicely when they opened the Aron. On Shabbos, it says like this. Av harachamim heitiva virtoi necha estiyoin Tivnei choy mais Yerushalayim. What are we saying? Tivnei chomos Yerushalayim. Build the wall around Jerusalem. How about building the base of Mikdash? No, this is saying we're about to take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh. When the Sefer Torah is in the Aron Kodesh, the Sefer Torah represents the Dvar Hashem. The Sefer Torah is we're about to say the Pesukim after, Ki Mitzion Teitze Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. The Torah is going to come out. We're going to take the Torah out from its protected Aron Kodesh. The Torah is closed in the Aron. We're going to open the Aron now, and we're going to take the Sefer Torah out. Before we do that, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're about to open the Aron. We're exposing the Sefer Torah. Hashem, we're asking you, you're the Avarachamim, please strengthen the walls of Yerushalayim. Make sure that the Kedusha is not exposed to the Tumah. Make sure that there's a spiritual wall that surrounds the Kedusha, so that when we open up the Aron and take the Torah out into the big world, it does not become something that the Kochos HaTumah can leech off of, but rather it should be protected. Protect the Kedusha. So we say, Tivne Choymos Yerushalayim. The idea of a walled city, that which Yerushalayim is a walled city, is not just a technicality. We're sitting here, the select people in the world that have Purim on the 16th of Adar. They say the next time will be in 20 years. Why do we have Purim on the 16th of Adar? Because we're in a walled city. Because we're in a walled city. What is the yisod of a walled city, says the Moshe David Vali? That we are people that are living in a place which is a walled city, meaning that part of the responsibility of being in a walled city is that the Kedusha is protected, is surrounded by a protective shield. That's the idea of Yerushalayim being a walled city. And that's a special Kedusha that Yerushalayim has, that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim should not be a Kedusha that the Koach HaTumah gets the ability to leech off of and to thrive off of. There's a special Kedusha here which is only Shayach to the Tzad HaKedusha. And the Torah and Mitzvahs here in Yerushalayim, we hope, should be in the situation of Tivne Choymos Yerushalayim, of the Yerushalayim with the Chomos around it, which is what Nehemiah wanted to accomplish. The Yerushalayim should be a properly walled city, meaning that the Kedusha in Yerushalayim should be protected. And for that, there's special, unusual halachos. Only people who their performance of Purim is protected, that it's the Kedusha of those mitzvot, and not Avodas Hashem, is not going to fuel Chas V'Shalom, the Sitra Achra, that has the ability to have the Kedusha of Purim also on the 16th of Adar. But nowhere else in the world is such a thing possible. Because by putting the Kedusha of Purim out there in past the regular times for Purim is a dangerous thing. It could be usurped by the Kochas HaTumah. It's not really the holy day of Purim. But if you're in a walled city, the people who, they are people of a walled city. The Gemara is very clear. You have to be defined as a person who is a person of a walled city. You can be a person of a walled city even for one day. You can live in Bnei Brak and you come and you spend the day in Yerushalayim. You can be a person of a walled city, but you have to be a person of the walled city. You could live in Yerushalayim. If you go out of the walled city, you're no longer a person of the walled city. Rav Volba said once, there are people who live in Eretz Yisrael and they're chutz la'aretz people. They're not connecting to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. They're people in Chutz La'aretz who are Eretz Yisrael people. They're connecting themselves to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And that's what we see here. A person who is a person of a walled city. It means a person who, his Kedusha is a Kedusha which is protected. He's not so open that his Kedusha is exposed in a way that the Tumah can get a hold of the Nitzotos HaKedusha and thrive from his Kedusha. There's special halachos for that. And we only see that halacha coming out, the Nafka Mina. We only see that that plays a difference in halacha very unusually on Purim Mishulash. On Purim Mishulash, where we have, we see it the most. Every Purim, actually, we have our Purim on a different day because of this Kedusha of the walled city. They established that if you're a person of a walled city, your Purim is a different Purim. But specifically when there's Purim Mishulash, we have Purim on a day that's not even Shaykh to Purim. But because we're in a walled city, our Kedusha is protected. And when the Goyim saw here that Yerushalayim was getting back to that level by sealing off the city, and now it's sealed off, they were particularly upset because they wanted to be able to take away strength for themselves from the Nitzotos of the Kedusha in that city, and they saw now it's protected, it's sealed off, they're not going to get through. It's a proper filter all around Yerushalayim. All these bad kochos can't come in. And therefore, they made a plan that they're going to break through by surprise. They're going to break through by surprise. Even a person who has a protective coating around his Avodas Hashem, sometimes when he doesn't have his guard up, the Koach HaTumah can break through by surprise, can fall on them by surprise. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, Bechet Adam HaRishon, were Adam HaRishon to have known that there was going to be a test, that he was going to be tested, that he was going to have a nisayon to eat from this tree, he would have withstanded the test. It was by surprise. He didn't realize that his wife was going to tempt him with the fruit. Were he to have known she was going to tempt him, he would have been fortified, he would have prepared himself, he wouldn't have faltered. Maybe the sitracha maybe the nachash wouldn't have even tried if he knew that Adam HaRishon would have been prepared. Very important to prepare ourselves for a test even before the test comes. And that's what we see here. When they prepared themselves for the city being breached, so the Kochos HaTumah didn't even come and breach the city. Why? Because they saw that the Jewish people were prepared. Haman min HaTorah Minayim, says the Gemara, Hamin HaEitz. We learn about Haman's attack on the Jewish people from the Chet Eitz Hadas. When we celebrate the fall of Haman, Haman wanted to kill all the Jewish people. Ushlalam lavoz. He wanted to take all their goods, all their possessions, and give them out to the Goyim. What's the idea of that? Says the Vilna Gaon. Possessions is also part of a person. It's the lowest part of the person, his spiritual levels of existence are much higher, and even his physical existence, his body, is more than his possessions. But his possessions are also a part of the person. So on the one hand, he wanted to eradicate the Jewish people. There shouldn't even be any Jewish possessions left. But more than that, he wanted that Amalek, the Koch Atuma, should get Jewish possessions so they will be able to have what to leech off of, to have Koach from the Jewish people. And Hashem saved us from the Gzeira of Haman. And instead, just the opposite, Nafochu, the Jewish people got Haman's estate. And some want to learn the tax at the end of the Megillah was a tax that ended up bringing a lot of money that then went to build the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the story of Purim is the story of the Koach Atuma trying to usurp Kochos from the Kedusha, and the Jewish people being resilient and making a proper wall around themselves that the Koach Atuma shouldn't get in. And therefore, there are different halachos if you are a person with a spiritual wall around yourself. Now, you can't tell me, al pi halacha, that each guy, there's no way to check in your bank account and to go on your in your account and see if you're a person with a spiritual wall around you or not. So there has to be a halachic definition. Halacha definition is if you are a person who ascribes to a city with a wall around it. But the point is that we have to come out with a very deep lesson from Purim Mishulash, that the reason we have Purim today is because we are people with a spiritual guard around our Kedusha, and how important that is. And when there is a threat of that, we need, number one, to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like they did. Hashem, please save me from a breach in my sealed-off world of Avodas Hashem, that it shouldn't be opened up to the craziness of the world. And number two, we have to be ready to fight for it. We have to be ready to be Moser Nefesh for it. We have to be ready to do things that aren't simple to keep that breach, to keep it from being breached. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zoyche, that this Purim Mishulash should be a great tzuchus for Klal Yisrael. Hashem should be happy with all the avodas Hashem of the 3 days of Purim, and we should be zeiche that all that kedusha should stay within the tzad kedusha and build up a tremendous koach of a kedusha. Kadosh Baruch Hu should be mekayim tefilos of Avar Achamim mitiva b'tayim chesiyoy tivne choymos Yerushalayim ki v'chol levad batachnu melech kel ram v'nisa odav ilamim. And he should be machzir to us the geula shleima of the Beis HaMikdash. Amen.